now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, good day, American. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. Those are the myriad of ways to get involved in this big Tuesday edition of the Spano Black Attack. And on the other side, I'll set the table before we start knocking things down for a big Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. But now, as we do at the top of each and every hour of the Attack, we're going to talk about the ease with which you can take the Spano and Black Attack and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go with you via your devices. So let's start by talking about the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, or on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews that you can check out. That's sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to just about any device you can think of, and a couple you can't. Or you can, whether it be, or you could just simply go to iHeartRadio.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, app versatility. You can download it to your favorite Android device, your favorite Apple device, a PC. It doesn't matter. They also have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline each and every day. On the other side, we will set the table for a big Tuesday edition of the Attack and then start knocking things down. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You keep it where it is.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV. TV.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
Well, that's the late, great Rowdy Roddy Piper bringing us back to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529, the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. Fun show on tap for you today on the Spano and Black Attack. We're going to start things off, obviously, recapping what was perhaps the greatest national title game ever in the world of men's college basketball, with Villanova pulling off the tremendous victory, 77-74, over the North Carolina Tar Heels. And the Villanova Wildcats are the national champions of the men's college basketball world. We'll talk about it, start talking about it here in just a few minutes, and it'll probably take us through most of our number one between the recap and my takeaways. Then in hour number two, we can mix it up. We can talk the latest on Colin Kaepernick going or not going to Denver, as the case may be. Any other NFL news, Major League Baseball opening day in the rearview mirror. So you'll get a mixed bag in hour two, along with a couple of guests. We're going to talk closing the gender gap in the garage at 10 after hour number two with Courtney Hansen. And at 40 after hour number two, two-time Grammy Award winner Rita Coolidge will join us. So again, 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time, Courtney Hansen. And 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Rita Coolidge, two-time Grammy Award-winning artist, will join us and talk about the biography that's coming out on her life, and we're really looking forward to that. So it's actually an autobiography. She wrote the tome, so that's even better. So we're looking forward to that at 40 after hour number two. And again, if you want to weigh in, 1-800-878-PLAY, that's 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. Let's dive right in and let's start talking about last night's terrific national title game between Villanova and North Carolina. And before we actually get into breaking down the game, let me just give you some overall takeaways that I had as I was watching last night and I was left to reflect right after the game. We'll get into some discussion points, and then we'll get into the nuts and bolts breakdown, and we're going to have our time as this will unfold over the entire first hour. Hour number two, very guest-heavy, as we talked about, and in between we'll mix in some of the other sports news of the day. But I really want to make the focus of this hour on that college basketball national title game. Yesterday we talked an awful lot about the fact that Saturday in a lot of ways did not deliver, in that you didn't get those final four moments. You didn't get an instant classic sort of game. As a matter of fact, both games were pretty much blowouts, especially Villanova over Oklahoma. The thing that made up for that on some level is that Villanova put out such a masterpiece that it was actually beautiful to watch. And then you had Carolina with their workmanlike victory over Syracuse. It was a nice effort by North Carolina. It was a game that had its moments, but certainly not an awe-inspiring Saturday night of college basketball action. And as I said, really your consolation prize was the fact that you got to watch a picturesque effort by Villanova, and it was beautiful to watch. That and it appeared to set up what was going to be a very intriguing matchup between Villanova and North Carolina, a hotly contested game that many of us expected to be close throughout, including myself. I also expected North Carolina to win the game and prevail and be the national champions of the college basketball world. Well, while Saturday didn't deliver those instant classic moments, and because you watched two teams dominate two other teams in the Final Four, what you expected with those two teams left standing was one dynamite basketball game. And boy, did Monday night deliver that in spades. You know, you were given your Final Four moments, those great shots, those oh-my-goodness moments, and you were given perhaps the greatest national title game that you've seen. So for whatever disappointment you carried out of Saturday night, and again, the performance by the two teams that won on Saturday night, North Carolina and in particular Villanova, made you believe you could have a national title game that was going to be one for the ages and that you would get all your Final Four moments on Monday. Well, you got them all and then some. And really, that was the consolation prize out of Saturday. Again, that it looked like you were setting up a great matchup for Monday night and that Monday night would deliver, number one. And number two, the dismantling by Villanova of Oklahoma was just such artistry to watch that while it wasn't much of a game, it was beautiful to watch. So that said, you now roll a Monday night. You expect to have a very, very good matchup and a memorable national title game. And boy, did you get it. You may have gotten the greatest national title game ever. I guess the debate is between this and the 84 matchup of North Carolina State and Houston, where North Carolina State won on the improbable Lorenzo Charles putback. I guess those are the two greatest national title games that I can remember. And in many ways, I'd have to lean towards this one. While that national title game was a great game, there was probably a better array of players as far as star power with Akeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler playing for Houston. It wasn't as pretty a game as this one and wasn't as well played a game as this one. This was a very crisply played, well played basketball game that was exciting. The offenses played very well. The defenses had their moments. This game really had a little bit of everything and was a brilliant basketball game to watch and a wonderful game to watch. So overall, I'll give this one the edge and call it the greatest national title game ever. And, you know, with those two last-second shots, those two shots within the last 5 seconds of this game really make this one incredible. You had the great shot by Marcus Page, the double-clutch three, that caps the comeback from 10 down by North Carolina in the last 5 minutes. And you're like, wow, that's a great shot. It's going to force overtime. Carolina now has all the momentum. They're going to find a way to steal this game. Well, then Ryan Archidiakono blazes down the court, and you have the pass that he leaves for Chris Jenkins. And Jenkins puts up a three, nothing but net at the buzzer. Villanova wins. Just an incredible game. Those two shots in the last 5 seconds. It was almost a can you top this moment. That was incredible. The game from top to tail, hotly contested, close throughout. Each team making runs, at one point taking decent-sized leads. But ultimately, down the stretch, you're talking one possession game and just a dynamite ending in those last seconds. And two incredible 3-point shots. The second one by Jenkins to seal it. and give Villanova that national title. So I was just really blown away by how great this game was. I knew it was going to be a good one. And it was one of the few things I got right in predicting this tournament. But I had a feeling this was going to be a good one. And again, as I talked about yesterday, for me, that was the consolation prize on Saturday. The way these two teams played, it's set up for some of those magical Final Four moments and perhaps the instant classic basketball game for Monday night by the way those two teams played Saturday. That and watching the artistry with which Villanova played Saturday, that was enough to get me through. It may not have been enough for many of you, but when you sat down and watched started watching a little after 9 o'clock on Monday night and finished watching around 11:30 on Monday night, guaranteed after that 2+ hours of viewing, whatever disappointment you had on Saturday night was surely wiped away by one for the ages on Monday night. On the other side, your calls at 800-878-PLAY and more on this college basketball national title game between Villanova and Carolina. Next here on the attack, I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Span 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Those are the myriad of ways to get involved in this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And the focus right now and for this entire hour is going to be the NCAA Men's College Basketball National Title Game, a game won by Villanova over North Carolina, 77-74, and one of the greatest national title games in history. I'll actually go out on the limb, say the greatest. It eclipses that 84 title game between NC State and Houston and the 92 title game between Kentucky and Duke. Those are the other two greats that I really remember that stand out for me. But I think this eclipses them all. And again, as we talked about in the last segment, then we'll roll into the game itself. The masterpiece by Villanova on Saturday night, in many ways for me, was a harbinger of things to come. It really did lead us to believe that we could have a game for the ages and that this Villanova group could actually match up from a talent standpoint, not so much with the individuals and the names and the futures, but just that the whole of the Villanova group was greater than the sum of its parts. And if there was any team in this tournament that could overcome North Carolina, who was the most talented team going into this tournament, it was Villanova. And what you got was one of the great national title games in college basketball history, as I've said. I'll call it the greatest, over 84 North Carolina State and Houston, or 92 Duke Kentucky. Number 2 seed Villanova out of the South region, over the number one seed out of the East, North Carolina, 77-74, the final tally. And really, one of the things that made this game so great was the ending. Because even if you don't agree that this is the greatest national title game, and you want to make a case for either that Houston 84 game, you want to make a case for Villanova's improbable 85 victory over Georgetown, that 92 Duke-Kentucky game. You want to get into any of those matchups, and that's fine, and you want to pick those as the superior choices, I'm fine with that. I won't agree with you, but I'm fine with your choice and your right to make that, right to choose those as superior games. But I don't think you can deny that this was the greatest ending of any national title game ever. You know, the two great shots at the end with under 5 seconds left will always define this game. You know, Marcus Page with that just incredible double clutch three with 4.7 left to tie this one at 74. And you think, okay, we're going to overtime, and you really like the chances of Carolina after coming back down 10 late in this one, and you're saying to yourself, okay, Carolina's got momentum, and the most talented team is going to find a way to overcome a very good Villanova group, albeit in overtime. But that's not what happens at all. Ryan Archidiakono blazing down the court. The little leave pass for Chris Jenkins. And Jenkins nails that three at the buzzer. And Villanova pulls it off. 77-74 over North Carolina. And again, those two great shots in the last 5 seconds will always be the shots that define this game and really spotlight its greatness. But there was so much greatness leading up to those last 5 seconds. And there were a bunch of reasons that Villanova topped North Carolina. Again, what have we talked about pretty much since the Kansas matchup as it relates to Villanova? And it's their versatility. There's a versatility and resourcefulness to this group that closes talent gaps all the time. And it did it in this one. They play as a team. These players are versatile. They are extremely resourceful. And they win games even when You may look at things on a stat sheet, or you may look at things and you're watching, you're saying, boy, this is not how they want this game to go. They find ways to win anyway. And to me, that's the measure of a great team, and they show to be a great team, beating a very talented North Carolina team. You know, the realities are, what do we talk about all the time when it comes to North Carolina? If they can just shoot their threes, they can beat anybody in the land and usually will. You couple that with the way they've played defense this entire tournament and the way they play defense in this game, they made nothing easy for Villanova. So to see UNC go 11 for 17 from three, play the kind of spirited defense that they did, and yet Villanova found a way to beat them, that spotlights who Villanova is. Everything from their versatility to their never-say-die attitude. And, you know, that versatility, it's spotlighted by watching those perimeter players. They really do everything. And, you know, their ability to dig out rebounds, their ability to drive the ball to the cup, their ability to play in the mid-range, their ability to shoot threes, whether they be standstill or on the move, they're versatile, and that's what makes them so good. And they've gone on a magical shooting run through this tournament, save the Kansas game. And despite great defense throughout this game by North Carolina, Nova's able to shoot 58.3% from the field, 8 for 14 for 57% from three. And a little bit of an odd twist, only 6 assists. And they got beat up on the boards. And I don't know that it tells the whole story, being out-rebounded 33 to 23 overall and 14 to 2 on the offensive end. Because while the numbers are there, the dominance, you know, the 36-24 level of dominance on the boards, it just didn't feel like it told the whole story. Bryce Johnson quiet overall, quiet in the second half. And overall, these bigs, while they dominated the offensive glass, they dominated the overall boards, they weren't able to take over the game. North Carolina's dominance in this game really was their guards. It was, you know, Joel Berry II, who played great, and he was quieter in the second half. Marcus Page, who had a big-time game. 21 for Page and 20 for Joel Berry. You know, Bryce Johnson was good, but did most of his work in the first half, finishing with only 14 points on 6 for 10 from the field. Not a lot of touches in the second half. Kennedy Meeks just 1 for 8. Yeah, he had 7 rebounds, including 6 on the offensive end, but he only had 4 points. Isaiah Hicks in his 20 minutes. You know, he was mired in foul trouble, but 4 points, 4 rebounds. That's it. The North Carolina bigs, and that was their advantage, the volume and the quality of their bigs. That's where you thought North Carolina could really make some hay. You look at the numbers and say on the surface, well, didn't they? But when you watch the game, they really didn't. Carolina, just like Villanova, was dominated by the perimeter players in this one. And I give a lot of credit to Daniel Ochefu, who played real tough. Again, you look at the numbers, only 9 points and 6 rebounds and a couple of assists and a couple of blocks. But he helped neutralize that quartet of Carolina bigs. And Mikal Bridges, 15 minutes, just 2 points, doesn't go anywhere near telling the story. His length and his versatility as a defender is such a factor for what the Wildcats do on the defensive end. And again, like in the Kansas game, where he really neutralized Perry Ellis, I thought he was a huge factor on the defensive end of the floor in helping Ochefu and, to a lesser degree, Darryl Reynolds neutralize those Carolina bigs. And again, like I said, the numbers make it look like the Carolina bigs dominated the Villanova front court players. But when you watch the game, those numbers don't equal the impact. Johnson quiet in the second half. Kennedy Meeks and Isaiah Hicks not really being big factors at all. Oshefu doing some things early and being quietly efficient. And then really, in the second half, making this a game about the backcourt players. Carolina didn't shoot it as well as Villanova did in the second half. Got down 10 late and ends up having to storm back as this game moves along and come back from being down 10 in the last 4 or 5 minutes to getting that Marcus Page 3 with under 5 seconds left to tie it. So really, it was a back and forth game, and it was a game that in many ways was won and lost on the perimeter. We'll continue to explore this matchup on the other side. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. You be sure to keep it where it is.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We continue with the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number again, 800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, at Span 56 at Sports Byline USA. You know, and make sure to follow us. Not only follow me at Span 56, but I think it's even more important that you follow us at Sports Byline USA. We're always giving you some 411 on upcoming programming, and we often really do a good job of making sure to spotlight what's coming up on Best of Byline. And for those of you that don't know, Best of Byline is a two-hour block, weekdays, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time, that allows us to spotlight the best and brightest from earlier in the day on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So if you ever miss any portion of this show for any reason, you can always check it out on Best of Byline. And, you know, if you follow us at Sports Byline USA on Twitter, we'll let you know exactly what's coming up on Best of Byline. So, again, Best of Byline, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time on weekdays, two-hour block of the best and brightest from earlier in the day on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Let's get back to the best and brightest, and we're talking the NCAA Men's College National Title Game. Villanova 77, North Carolina 74, in one of the greatest title games ever. Maybe the greatest. I'll say it's the greatest. Certainly, for sure, the greatest ending of any national title game, led by two amazing three-pointers, all both with under 5 seconds left. And we've talked about some of the other things that led to this Villanova win. And we've talked about those do-everything perimeter players. And we saw it again last night with the MOP of the Final Four, Ryan Archer-Diacono. Talk about playing some old-school guard. You watched him in the second half. You watched him throughout the game in the post. No, he was posting up Carolina guards and getting points on the interior. You don't see guards do that anymore. So here's a throwback to a time gone by. You know, and he was huge in this game. You know, getting that last assist for the Jenkins bucket that was the game winner, rushing it up the court. And he was great all night long, not only on the offensive end, but also on the defensive end. And then you had Phil Booth. And I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the contributions of Phil Booth, you know, who put up 20 points in his 25 minutes off the bench, the young sophomore guard. Again, another one of these guys. They just have waves of perimeter players that can do a lot of things. And their versatility showed, because you had a strange stat anomaly here. They didn't have a lot of assists. Just one of those weird things. I don't know. I thought they moved the ball well. You know, they shot the ball very well, as has been the norm for them throughout this tournament, save the Kansas game. They defended. They showed versatility. Even when teams were able to exploit advantages that they had over Villanova, Villanova made sure to minimize and mitigate that in many ways. And, you know, you look at the second half, and you know, it was Joel Berry and Bryce Johnson that really carried the first half for Carolina. Both of those two players much quieter in the second half, and Marcus Page kind of took over. But, you know, you have to give Villanova credit, because Joel Berry was killing them in the first half, and so was Bryce Johnson. Great job of adjusting at halftime, and Joel Berry and Bryce Johnson really taken out of the game as dominant factors in the second half. Again, a great game, a great effort by both sides. But you've got to give Villanova credit to overcome a team that's got a bunch of future NBA players on it when you probably have none. Just by your versatility, the style of basketball, the number of different things that you can do. Now, this was a Carolina team, had a clear advantage on the interior. Clear advantage on the interior. And they really didn't dominate the way you would have thought they would have with the volume of interior post players and the number of guys that they could throw at you that are interior presences, that are interior guys that can have a presence on the inside. You know, with Villanova, it's Ochefu, it's Reynolds, and, you know, then it's really Mikal Bridges, whose versatility in being able to guard a lot of guys. He's really not an inside player per se, but they use him to guard interior presence players. And I was impressed with what they did. You know, you look at the numbers and you see the big rebounding advantages and everything else. But they really don't tell the story. Bryce Johnson quiet in the second half. Kennedy Meeks not having a big day. A big night again. You know, Darryl Reynolds, Ochefu, and Mikal Bridges really did a pretty good job of neutralizing what was a huge North Carolina advantage. And that allowed them to stay in the game. The fact that they shot it so well, while Carolina did a great job of shooting from three, but overall didn't shoot it great. And they even kept Carolina off the foul line. You would think when you've got a Bryce Johnson, a Kennedy Meeks, an Isaiah Hicks, and a Joel James that you can throw out there against the likes of Daniel Ochefu, Darryl Reynolds, and Mikal Bridges, you figured there'd be a parade to the foul line. And there wasn't. Carolina for this entire game, only 9 for 13 from the line. And Bryce Johnson, just as an example, only 3 free throws. And I think that's another important factor here. So a great job by Villanova of really not allowing Carolina to maximize one of their big advantages. And to win a game despite the fact that Carolina shot the three so well. If I told you going into this game that Carolina would go 11 for 17 from three, would you have thought in a million years they would have lost this game? I don't think you would have. Because it's the one thing you question about North Carolina, their ability to shoot it from deep. And when they're able to connect on threes, they usually win, and they win handily. So if I told you going in that Carolina would out-rebound Villanova 36-23 and shoot 11 for 17 from three, did you think there'd be any way they'd lose this game? I didn't either. But that said, their threes were falling. They went 11 for 17 from three, 4 for 4 from Joel Berry early, 4 of 7 from Marcus Page late. Justin Jackson throughout the game chipping in 3 of 4 from deep. Yet, despite that and despite having an advantage on the inside, one that they didn't maximize, Carolina ended up losing this game to a very gutty, a very resilient, a talented, and a great unit in the Villanova Wildcats. And rightly so, Ryan Arcidiacono is the most outstanding player of the Final Four. But again, a different complimentary unsung hero every night. Phil Booth, Mikal Bridges, you've had Ochefu be that guy, you've had Jalen Brunson, you know, Jenkins is always there, and Josh Hart is always there in the fold. It's just a very, very good basketball team. The names are not always sexy. A lot of these guys are not going on to the next level, have impactful NBA careers. But on the college level, as a group that stuck around, played a lot of basketball together, they've really come together in this tournament under Jay Wright, and they find themselves as the champions of the men's college basketball world. So a great job by the Villanova Wildcats in what will be remembered as one of the great games in college basketball history and perhaps the greatest of all national title games. I'll say it is, in particular because of its ending. And again, if you want to make the case for some of the other games as being the greatest of all the college basketball national title games, weigh in, 800-878-PLAY, or weigh in on Twitter at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. Well, now the women play their national title game as UConn will take on Syracuse. Gino Auriemma with a chance to win his fourth, and his UConn Lady Huskies with a chance to win their fourth straight national title. And in Gino's time at UConn, his 11th national title. They'll go in as an overwhelming favorite against the Syracuse Lady Orange. And, you know, what Geno's done in stores is incredible. It's a Wooden-esque-like run that won't get the love and attention that it deserves because he's coaching ladies. Now, I don't know that that's fair. And, you know, he does a great job in recruiting. He dominates recruiting like nobody else. Again, it's very Wooden-esque when John Wooden was the Wizard of Westwood. You know, the level of dominance over the competition in stores, the way he gets all those prized recruits that he wants. And don't get me wrong, there are teams that threaten UConn all the time. You've had some of those Notre Dame teams over the last couple of years. You had South Carolina, you had Baylor. But on a year-in, year-out basis, UConn's the best. And I know many of you don't have an interest in the women's game. It's a good brand of basketball. Watch it. And I think you got to take a look at UConn tonight. You know, they've become the most storied program in basketball, period, men's or ladies. They're the most dominant program in basketball, period, men's or ladies. And watching what Gino Auriemma has done there, and this game may not be competitive for four quarters, like last night's game, but what they're doing as far as history makes it a kind of a must-watch event. And just watching the way they dissect their competition and the way they've dominated and now on their way to a fourth straight national title and another undefeated season, it's really, really incredible. And I'm left to wonder at some point if Gino Auriemma wants that next challenge, whether it be, I don't know, moving on to another college program in the women's game, or even more likely, maybe he moves on to a men's program and shows that not only can he conquer the women's game, but he can conquer the men's game as well and try and take on that next challenge. Because what's really left at Storrs at this point? You know, he's on his way to his 11th national title and his fourth straight. Any year they don't win the national title or don't do it with enough ease, it's considered a disappointment. That's how good they are. That's how dominant they are. And that's why you got to watch them. Again, they toyed with a good Oregon State team in a national semifinals. It was as easy as it could be. They're just in another class right now. And maybe it's not a game where you watch the whole game because the outcome may not be in doubt down the stretch. But maybe you look in early. You watch UConn get away, and then you come back for the end. But what he's doing in Storrs is incredible, and it really does deserve your attention. As much as we love the men's game, and as much as there's great parity in the men's game, while having some top programs that are right there each and every year, what UConn is doing, as I said, very Wooten-esque in the 60s and 70s. They're just in another place in Storrs. And the gap had closed for a while with Baylor and Notre Dame. Now, Gino Auriemma took care of that, and he's opened it right back up again. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around a terrific hour one of the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
More of the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number again, 800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as many of you do, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Great hour one where we really made the focus all college basketball. Almost the entire hour focused on the men's national title game. We took a quick look ahead and had a little discussion on the impact of UConn and what they're doing in the women's game, led by Gio Auriemma. But the focus for most of our number one was Villanova's great win over North Carolina. And we talked about everything from where in the pantheon of great games does this one fall amongst national title games. And we also broke down exactly how Villanova won and how North Carolina came up short. And really, we talked to the versatility, the never-say-die attitude of Villanova, those do-it-all perimeter players, and the fact that even when you have a big advantage, this Villanova group seems to have an uncanny knack for mitigating your advantages and maximizing their advantages. Just a great job by a team I didn't expect to make this kind of noise coming into this tournament. So congratulations to the Villanova Wildcats. They're the champions of the men's college basketball world. Well, on that note, we tie a bow around a fun hour one. Hour two, going to be guest heavy, and we're going to go in a number of different directions. In between, we'll talk a little baseball, we'll talk a little football, we'll talk all kinds of different sports. But right now, we're going to step aside for the news here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then I'll be back at you with a jam-packed hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The polls are open in Wisconsin. Republican and Democratic presidential candidates scrambling for strong finishes in the states. Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders expected to have good days. At a town hall event in Fox News, Donald Trump expressing regret at retweeting an unflattering picture of Cruz's wife, Heidi.
It was done as a little bit of retaliation, but in the end, it's so... You know, it's just something, if I had it to do again, I would not have done it.
Trump's also starting to get a little more specific about how he plans to force Mexico to pay for that border wall. He sent a memo to the Washington Post saying he'd threaten to stop Mexican immigrants living here from sending money back home if Mexico doesn't foot the bill. Minimum wage going up in New York. On the same day, the governor of California signs a bill into law raising that state's minimum wage. Governor Cuomo doing the same thing on the opposite coast. He signed legislation enacting a statewide $15 minimum wage. This is USA Radio News.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. Here's one more thing that can help put your mind at ease. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call us at 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The celebration is on after Villanova defeats North Carolina in one of the most memorable NCAA basketball championship games ever. Chris Jenkins nailing a three-pointer at the buzzer to give the Wildcats a 77-74 win over North Carolina. The investigation begins into that deadly Amtrak train crash on Sunday. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
Investigators in the NTSB lab have reviewed the event recorder data.
That's NTSB investigator Ryan Frigo giving more information about the Sunday Amtrak crash outside Philadelphia that killed two of the company's construction workers. Frigo is saying there were no problems with the Amtrak locomotive or the passenger cars, which struck a backhoe that was on the tracks doing some work.
At this time, no anomalies have been found.
Frigo saying the train was traveling just under the posted speed of 110 miles an hour at the point of impact. Besides the two workers killed, over 30 people on the train suffered minor injuries.
This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
I'm Russ Jones, USA Radio News Director. My team and I are passionate about bringing you the best news product you can find on the radio. While we aren't biased, we are unabashedly American. With news bureaus across the nation and even Israel, we deliver news and sports 24 hours a day. If you miss the news at the top of the hour, make sure you check us out on the web at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
In California, authorities continue taking down a drug ring that used Los Angeles International Airport as a way to get its narcotics around the country.
Two former baggage handlers at Los Angeles International Airport have been arrested, accused of using their airport credentials to smuggle drugs past security and get them to other members of the ring who would fly the narcotics to cities on the East Coast. Their arrests came just weeks after a JetBlue flight attendant was allegedly found to be carrying nearly 70 pounds of cocaine in her carry-on bag at a TSA security checkpoint at LA. She had her first L.A. court appearance Monday. Randy Fuller, Los Angeles.
For the fourth time in less than a month, there's been another gun incident, this at a New York City public school.
Three boys facing charges after being arrested yesterday at PS 169 on the Upper East Side. One of them, a 13-year-old, allegedly threatened a 12-year-old girl with a loaded gun.
So that negates the argument that we need to get rid of metal detectors. Actually, we need to increase the metal detectors.
Gregory Floyd of the School Safety Officers Union. Police say the gun was later found in a 15-year-old boy's locker. A 14-year-old is accused of carrying extra bullets. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
It'll be a chilly opening day at Yankee Stadium today as bad weather postpones yesterday's scheduled opener between the Yankees and Astros, so they'll play today in some unseasonably cold weather. Temperatures expected to be just above freezing in the Bronx this afternoon. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to hour two of the Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free number to join me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Big hour two on tap. Normally, at the top of hour two, a lot of times we try and give you the myriad of ways that you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go. Since we're going to hit the ground running in hour two, I don't know how much of that we're going to get to. So we're going to set the table first, and as time permits, we'll give you some insight on some ways that you can check out the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go. 10 after hour number two, right on the other side, 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time. Courtney Hansen, she's a TV personality and car enthusiast, and you've seen her on things like Barrett Jackson Automotive Auctions. She's going to give the ladies out in our audience some tips on how to tackle routine car maintenance. And at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Rita Coolidge, two-time Grammy Award-winning artist, will join us, and we'll talk to her about her upcoming autobiography. And again, there's a number of ways to take the, and in between, we'll tackle some of the sports news of the day, some of the additional sports news beyond the women's and men's national title games in college basketball, be it MLB opening day or the latest in the NFL. And there's a number of ways to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Spano and Black Attack on the go. Be it iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, SportsByline.com, our award-winning website, Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And for our service people abroad and worldwide, the American Forces Radio Network. But on the other side, we're going to be joined by Courtney Hansen. You know her as a noted TV personality and columnist, and she's the author of The Girl's Garage, Everything You Need to Know About Your Car. She's going to join us next with car maintenance tips for the fairer sex. That's next on the attack. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we tip off hour two of the Spano and Black Attack in fun fashion, and we're going to go out to our phones now as we're joined by the very lovely and talented Courtney Hansen, and we're going to get some great car maintenance tips for the fairer sex. Courtney, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me on. Good morning.
Our pleasure. I mean, I've seen a lot of your stuff, and you were kind of born into being into cars. I mean, let's be fair about it. Your dad was one hell of a race car driver, and after college, you kind of tried, you know, I'll go into the corporate world and I'll do something more traditional. And you're like, you know what? That's not for me. I need to be around horsepower and cars and grease and grime, and you wanted to get your hands dirty, and I don't know how right. You do it. You get your hands dirty, but you maintain the beauty like few can.
You read my bio.
No, I just see on Saturday mornings a lot all over TV, and I love the Barrett Jackson car auctions, and you're always all over that. So that's how I did it. Reading your bio would actually require work, and I don't do much work.
Well, thanks for watching the shows. Well, I'm all about trying to help empower women in the garage, and apparently I have some work to do. This recent study conducted by Toyo Tires, who I'm working with, shows that 61% of women don't feel comfortable tackling basic car maintenance. And I've grown up around cars, been around them all my life, and I'm here to tell you that doing the basic car maintenance is not that tough, and it will keep you safer on the road, save you money, who doesn't want that, and it's empowering to be able to do this stuff.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And my first ex-fiance, and there's a couple of those, but that's a story for another day. But my first one, she couldn't even pump her own gas. And as time has moved along, there are less and less full-service gas stations. And I'm based in New York, so there's almost none. She'd have to drive all over creation and pay an extra $0.10-$0.15 a gallon just to get somebody to come out and pump her gas. She couldn't even do that. Forget checking oil or doing anything else. She was one of those females that decided to make herself helpless as far as car maintenance.
You should have done it for her.
I ended up doing it a lot of times, but I wasn't always around. I had to work. Somebody had to pay the bills, didn't they?
I'm just kidding. Well, we came up with an acronym that will help you remember the basic tips, the basic car maintenance tips. So tow. Who wants a tow, right? So T for tires, O for oil, and W for wiper blades. Since I'm working with Toyo Tires today, let's start with tires. You want to make sure that they're at the right inflation pressure for your vehicle. you get that number inside the driver's door on the sticker there or in your owner's manual. You don't want to go by the number that's on the tires because that's the maximum pressure that they can withstand. You always want to test them in the morning when it's cool. About once a month, I think, is a good idea, and definitely before long road trips. This is what an inexpensive tire pressure gauge looks like. You can pick them up at any auto parts store and most local gas stations. And testing the pressure is so easy. You just put the gauge on the valve stem like that, press firmly, you hear the air noise, and you'll get the reading. Generally, you're going to have to add air, if anything, but you might have to take air out, and you can do that. Just bring a few quarters to your local gas station. Moving on to the engine compartment. The engine is the most important part of the car. Obviously, we want the oil to be in good shape so that the car is running most efficiently. You always want to test the oil when the engine is off. The engine compartment is pretty cool, and I recommend after every few fill-ups. So you find the dipstick in the oil reservoir, pull it out, and wipe it completely with a rag or a paper towel. Put it all the way back in the reservoir, pull it out again, and you'll see a reading between the minimum and maximum lines. If it's too close to the minimum line or below the minimum line, you're going to want to add oil. Do that according to what your owner's manual says and add it incrementally so that you avoid an overflow. And then the easiest, to say for last, obviously you can't drive if you can't see through your windshield, right? So we want to make sure that the wiper blades are doing their job. To replace the wiper blades, it's super easy and just costs a few dollars. You can get them at any local auto parts store or most gas stations. To change them, you just pull the assembly away from the windshield, pinch it at the bottom of the blade, pull the rubber blade out, put the new one in, and voila, you've done it. So these are just a few tips that are going to keep you safer on the road, save you money, and it's empowering to be able to do these things.
Yeah, it's empowering not to have to wait for me to come along and do them and be able to do them yourself. And there's not a darn thing wrong with that. And these are great tips for men as well. I know this is focused on women because of the survey and how many women didn't even know these basic things. But this applies to anybody. I know it's a lot of common sense, but you'd be amazed in this day and age at how many people don't check their tire pressure, don't check their oil, and don't change their – and especially the wiper blades one. That's the one – people will keep those wiper blades on until they're poking their head out the window during the rain. They just don't care. It's a $20 investment that's so easy to do, and yet I'm always amazed at how few people have fresh, new wiper blades with actual rubber still on the wiper blades on their car.
It's true, and here's a little tip on that note about wiper blades. You can take an alcohol swab and rub it along the blade, and it conditions it and will keep it up to a year longer than expected. So that's a little wiper blade tip. And by the way, they're less than $20. They're less expensive than that and super easy to do. You don't have to hire anybody to do that for you. So, yeah, everybody should know these tips, men, women, kids.
No, I mean, absolutely. You know, I know it's geared towards women, and that's where we're going with this because we found a lot more men than women were able to handle these tests. But you'd be amazed at how many men low pressure on their tests. They just don't have time or they can't be bothered. And I think this is incredibly important. You know, something else I want to get into while we have you for a couple of more minutes. You know, you talked about these are very easy things, checking oil, tire maintenance, wiper blades. But now as we swing out of the winter months, and it doesn't really feel that way in the Northeast, but the calendar says we are, you know, as we swing out of the winter months into the spring and then again into the summer, you know, give us some common sense things that we want to do for our car. We may not be able to do it ourselves, but we may want to bring it into a mechanic that we trust just to get it ready for the change in seasons so that we don't have any problems because we don't want to be on the side of the road.
Yeah, well, most cars now have the all-season tires. Toyo does, so you don't need to change the tires. I always want to make sure that the car's tuned up, that the oil's changed, that you take anything that you don't need. Like, let's say you do have snow chains in the trunk, or you have things that you had for the winter months. You don't need those anymore. A lot of times you have to change your oil to a thinner viscosity for the or the other way around, for the summer months. And then also just have it in tip-top shape, ready for cruising. Get your beach tunes ready, and those are the things I would do. Check your tire pressure, check your oil, change the oil if necessary, and get anything you don't need out of the car.
And I guess the final one from me before we let you go and before we talk about Toyo tires is, you know, we always talk about changing oil, and, you know, it's been put out there. Has to be 3,000 miles. Has to be 3,000 miles. I think that's an expensive myth I'd like to debunk, because when I look in the owner's manual of any car, I don't hear 3,000 miles for an oil change. Your thoughts on oil change frequency and what people really need to do?
I think it depends how much you're driving, and it depends, too, on if you're using high-performance oil or not, if synthetic or not. The rule of thumb is usually every 3,000 miles or 3 months, whichever comes first. I mean, but that's, like, on the safe side, so I think you could stretch it a little bit. But I would always consult your owner's manual, and if you're using synthetic oil, it definitely lasts longer.
All right, very last thing. We want to keep you on schedule, Courtney. You talked about Toyo tires and how they're helping you spread the word on basic car maintenance, and we're focusing on the fairer sex in this National Car Care Month of April. So just tell us how you can find out more about these tips that you gave us from Toyo tires.
For more tips on tire maintenance or more information, you can go to toyotires.com.
Excellent. You said it all. You said it. You're right on schedule. You can move on to the next stop on the tour on this very busy day. Must say it was truly a pleasure. Look forward to watching more of your work all over the place, and hopefully we can do it again soon. Have a great day, hon.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate you having me on.
My pleasure. Bye-bye now. That was Courtney Hansen joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack and giving some great car maintenance tips. I know it was geared towards women, but anybody, these tips can apply to anybody. So really, really well done by Courtney Hansen. And you've seen her everywhere from Barrett Jackson auctions to Power Block on Spike TV and more. On the other side, we're going to go to the gridiron first and then the diamond. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Lugu a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Lugu absolutely free. The makers of Lugu are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Lugu, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Think nothing of it. It's all good.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 800-878-7529. Toll-free number to join me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. We'd like to thank Courtney Hansen for joining us. I thought her tips made a whole lot of sense, and I thought she brought some real insight that not only can be used by the fairer sex, but can be used by men out there. It's a lot of common sense, but important things that will help you save money and stress as it relates to car care. So great stuff by her. You know, for those of you that are big car people like myself, you've seen her on the Barrett Jackson auctions. You've seen her on Spike TV on shows like Power Block. And, you know, she's been around cars all her life, and she knows what she's doing around the car. So very, very sound advice, and we thank her for joining us. And on the other side, at 40 after the hour, Rita Coolidge, two-time Grammy Award winner, is going to join us. And she's going to talk to us about Delta Lady, her first autobiography of her years on the road with some of the golden age of rock and roll's biggest acts. That'll be a whole lot of fun. There's a lot of stories with Rita Coolidge that we will explore at 40 after the hour. But what I want to do is dive into the NFL a little bit and kind of get to the latest on the RG3 deal. I mean, not the RG3, the Colin Kaepernick deal. I'm sorry. And I think it's important that we dive into this a little bit, because for those of you that kept reading all the reports, and I cautioned you yesterday, a lot of shoddy reporting as it related to Colin Kaepernick. People had a deal reported as being close to done. People had it stated that compensation between the two sides was agreed upon, and all they had to do was figure out how to get Kaepernick to either restructure or if the 49ers would pay the difference between the $7 million and the 11 that they were willing to pay and the $11.9 million that was due to Kaepernick. And if you remember yesterday when we talked about this story a little bit, I cautioned everybody. There's some real shoddy reporting going on out there, and this deal is not close to being done. While I'm going to tell you it's not dead yet, because I don't think it's dead yet, there's a lot more work to be done than people in the media would have you believe. And now all those people that reported that this deal was just about done, all the sides had to do was figure out how they were going to get Kaepernick to either restructure his deal or who was going to pay how much of the money. But compensation was agreed to, and they're very close to a deal. And I cautioned you, they're not close to a deal. Because I went and did some work and some homework and read a couple of things and made a couple of phone calls. And one of the people I lean on a lot in these situations is Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Y'all read his website. The guy's super reliable. He's super plugged in and super connected. And he also doesn't have the zeal where he has to be the first to report. He breaks news so often anyway, but when he does, he's actually right, that he doesn't have to run to break news and scoop things. It just happens. And he's not like so many of these other guys that are, I got to be first. I got to get the information out. I got to break the news. I don't even care if they're right or wrong. And he at the time had said, hey, listen, this isn't accurate. There's nowhere near a deal agreed upon. There's not compensation agreed upon. They're not close to figuring out who's going to pay what, because Kaepernick is not at all interested in giving up any of the money that is due him. So with that said, again, shoddy reporting and nobody using newspaper standards, just rushing to get a story out. The realities are Kaepernick staying in San Francisco for now. Now, what that means going forward, well, that remains to be seen. Am I going to tell you this deal is dead? No. Because it would seem that Chip Kelly and San Francisco don't really want Kaepernick there. The contract is one that they can afford to keep him, but I don't know that they're comfortable keeping him, and if their overwhelming desire is to keep him. They have the salary cap room on a bad team, and if they don't get an offer they like, well, they might not keep, they'd be happy to move him. But at the same time, if they don't get an offer they like, they'll be just as happy to keep him. And they're not going to pay money for somebody else to take him on. You know, this is not baseball where, well, we'll pay a chunk of the salary and you trade us back some prospects. You know, you're not going to trade Colin Kaepernick and pay $5 million to get a fourth-round draft pick. So these teams aren't as close as it would appear as it relates to an agreement in principle on compensation and how they're going to pay them. I understand Denver would like to bring in Kaepernick, but they're at the same time, they're sticking to their guns. They're saying, yes, we want to bring in Colin Kaepernick, and we're eager to do so, but we're kind of willing to bring him in at our price, not your price. You know, we're going to stick to our guns here. We're not going to vary all that much from where we are as it relates to the dollars and cents of this. You know, we're not all of a sudden going to, you know, renegotiate and restructure a half a dozen contracts to bring in Kaepernick. If he's willing to come in at our price, we'll happily bring him in. Now, he has shown no willingness to restructure his deal and give up any money, and why should he? And at the same time, San Francisco says, well, we're not paying the difference. So you really have no deal right there. It all stops right there. You know, contract's guaranteed. Denver doesn't want to pay him $11.9 million. Kaepernick doesn't want to give any back. Deal stopped. San Francisco's not willing to pay it for you to take him on, and all they're going to get back is a mid-round pick. I'm sure if you gave him the second-round pick, they'd be a lot happier to agree to pay the money. But Denver's committed to, they have a valuation in mind for Kaepernick. They think they can rehabilitate him. They think it's a reclamation project that they can make work, and maybe they can grab their quarterback of the future. But they're not willing to make a heavy commitment to find out. The contract is very friendly for the cap, Kaepernick's contract, and it's very easy to get out from under on an annual basis. So with that said, if he only costs $7 million for us to bring in this year, and we kick the tires on him, we like what we see, we keep him. We don't like him, we cut him, it costs us nothing. So while Denver's intrigued and sees some potential in Colin Kaepernick as a reclamation project, they're not willing to go outside their budget, and they're not willing to go outside their valuation of him as it relates to asking price in the form of compensation to get him. So there's kind of a deadlock and a stalemate here. And Kaepernick, rightly so, is not willing to give back any money. So this notion that this deal was close, it never was close. Yes, Kaepernick's been out to John Elway's house twice, but doesn't mean he's going to give up $5 million. So with that said, deal's not close. You can tell that San Francisco and Chip Kelly would probably like Kaepernick gone more than like him to stay. But with that said, at this price, with their cap situation, if they can't swing a package that they're comfortable with as fair compensation, they'll just keep them. And for Denver, they have to do something. They need a quarterback. Mark Sanchez is not going to be the answer. But they're holding tight to their valuation here. And as we've talked about, John Elway's got an awful lot of gravitas with a Super Bowl championship in his back pocket here as the lead executive for the Broncos. So with that being the case, he's going to sit tight and they're going to engage in this game of high-stakes poker. If somebody moves around their asking price or Kaepernick shows some willingness to give up some money, this thing could open up. Otherwise, you got to remember, eventually Brian Hoyer and Josh McCown probably hit this market as available options. And they would come at a lot lower asking price, dollars and cents wise and compensation wise, as far as the trade going back to the other party, if there is any. And those might be viable options for Denver that they will explore, either Josh McCown or Brian Hoyer, if this thing goes nowhere. And it may well not, as both sides are standing firm on what they're willing to do and at this point what they're unwilling to do. But as things move along and as it gets closer to the start of training camp, Denver may flinch. It's going to be interesting to watch. On the other side, we go to the world of music. Two-time Grammy Award winner Rita Coolidge joins us next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours.
Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. But now let's go out to our phones as we're joined by two-time Grammy Award-winning artist and singer extraordinaire Rita Coolidge. And she joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. And we're going to talk about her autobiography, Delta Lady. Rita, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. It's really an honor to have you aboard this morning.
Well, thank you. And good morning, Joe. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. You know, and let's talk about Delta Lady, the autobiography that chronicles your many years on the road with some of the great acts in the golden years of rock and roll. And just tell us a little bit about this book, how it came to be, and how it explores your life and your career.
Well, I guess we can go back to how the book kind of started. I think that for years people have been asking me to write a book because I think I was in such a great, I had a great point of view in the 60s and 70s, and that's kind of the focus of the book, when music was actually going through such a major change and became the voice of America, really, of what was going on in America. And for years and years, my drummer in my band has asked me, every time I tell a story on stage, he asks me, he says, you got to write a book. You got to write this stuff down. So I decided about 3 years ago that I did want to do the book, and it was time to do it. And, you know, the whole process has been just an incredible experience. For anyone out there, I'm sure there are many people that have not published books, but the whole process of finding a publishing agent and a publisher and convincing somebody that they want to print your story and that they want to back your story. And I think because of my position in so many times in the 60s and 70s, I was at Florida State during civil rights, and then I was in Memphis when Martin Luther King was killed and watched that city just flip upside down, and came out to California with Leon Russell and of course toured with Delaney and Bonnie and Friends with Eric Clapton and the band, and then Mad Dogs and Englishmen, and just being a background singer on and contracting so many sessions, I just felt like I had a story to tell, and I chose to do the book with a music journalist, Michael Walker, and he was wonderful to work with. So it's, you know, it's all done. The book is released today. The baby's born.
I think that's well said, and that's a great summation of how the book came about. And let's talk a little bit about what's in the book. You know, your career, extraordinary. Two-time Grammy Award winner. Your journey, extraordinary. Some of the stories you have to share, extraordinary. I mean, there's some remarkable stories in here about your times with Eric Clapton, Stephen Stills, Graham Nash. You know, I mean, let's go back to, and it's, I guess in many ways we'll start with Layla and your contribution to that song. I mean, there's just so many stories that you can share with us. Why don't you share a couple of maybe the most popular ones and the ones that you're asked the most about, and give us some insight into what we're going to read about in the book as it relates to some of these stories.
Well, I think oh my gosh, there are so many, but of course I can kind of go sequentially, and I think that probably the Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young story, the fact that I've been blamed for decades for having been the demise of that band when, in fact, I was there, but there were problems that existed way before I got there. And, you know, my relationship with Graham, which is just one of the great great friends and great times of my life. He and I remain friends. I'm recording one or two of his songs on my next album, which I'm doing in a couple of months. And then, we talk about the Joe Cocker Mad Dogs and Englishmen tour, which was really an eye-opener for me into the world of rock and roll, because I had pretty much been sheltered. I'm the daughter of a Baptist preacher and a school teacher. So when I graduated from college and ended up in Memphis and then on to California, I did a lot of contracting sessions, and I think through the contracting of sessions and meeting people in the studio, I was asked to go on the road a lot. And Delaney and Body were one of those bands, and Eric Clapton was the guitar player. And I had written a song with Jim Gordon, who was the drummer in the band, and we played it for Eric and left a demo for him. Jim Gordon was not only just the drummer in our band, he was the drummer, the golden drummer in America. He would do a session in the morning in New York and fly to L.A. and do a session in the afternoon. He was in such incredible demand and beautiful guy. Jim and I had written this song together. He'd come over with a four-chord progression, and we sat down, and I wrote a counter melody and a bridge and wrote the lyrics, and we played it for Eric when we were in the studio with him recording his first solo album. And nothing came of it. He didn't record it. And a few months later, about a year later, I was in the studio taking photographs for my first album, Promotional Pictures, and suddenly this music comes on the radio, and it's Layla, and I hear my music being played. And I think the photographer actually had pictures of my face just in shock and eventually rage, because when I contacted Eric's manager and said, why isn't my name on the record? That I was one of the writers on this music. And his name was Robert Stigwood. He passed recently. And he said, what are you going to do? You going to go up against Stiggy? Yeah, I don't think so. You're a girl singer. What are you going to do? And that's kind of the way it played out. And, all throughout the years, I think I just... bottom line, I just wanted to have credit for it. It's not about the money. Eric did the same thing with Bobby Whitlock, who was in the studio that day and would vouch for my story being true, of course. But Bobby Whitlock wrote Bell Bottom Blues with Eric and didn't get credit. And some years later, I think that financially he was compensated. So I'm not going to say it's a track record for Eric, because I don't think it is. I think that Eric's actually an incredibly gifted and wonderful musician who has inspired so many people all over the world. And then there's the Mad Dogs and Englishmen tour, and that one, I ended up at that tour. Jim Gordon, the golden boy, turned out to be a paranoid schizophrenic and knocked me out in the hallway one night and strolled back into the room like nothing had happened with a smile on his face. And so there's a lot in that book that people, I think, will be interested in reading. And it's, I think I'm pretty funny, too. So it's a little bit of a ride.
Those are the dulcet tones of Rita Coolidge joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. And interesting would be an understatement. Just those few stories, and they're only a small piece of the book. Those stories right there are incredible. And it's interesting because, I've listened to a lot of musicians be interviewed. I've interviewed musicians. And it seems like the ugly underside of the business part of the music business can oftentimes stifle creativity and cause acrimony where none need be.
Right. That's exactly right. And I think that I've found peace with Layla and not being accredited for it, because Jim Gordon is now serving the rest of his life in a prison hospital psychiatric unit. But the money from that goes to his one beautiful daughter, Amy, and just knowing that she has something from her father really kind of gave me peace, and I let go of that a long time ago, but I did need to tell the story, which I did.
Rightfully so. And, you know, the Stephen Stills, Graham Nash story is always an interesting one. And, you know, like you said, it was portrayed that, you know, here comes Rita Coolidge and you're going to be the one that breaks up Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. No, they're four egos. I mean, great musicians and their music as a quartet, brilliant. But they're four huge egos. And I know to this day you're great friends with Graham Nash. And I've heard Graham Nash interviewed, and he's always talked about wanting nothing but happiness for you, no matter what. So, you know, out of all of that, that's one of those great relationships that you carry through in an industry where relationships get fractured all the time because of ego and the unseemly underside of business. And I think that this book will go on to tell that great story and really spotlight what really happened as opposed to what many of us think happened.
Right. I think I did set the record straight on a lot of things. You know, there are so many people that I had relationships with back in those days, in the 1970s, especially in California, that, you know, I'm still very connected to. Claudia Lanier and I were emailing last night. She was one of the singers on the Cocker Tour, and she also sang with the Rolling Stones, and Brown Sugar was written about Claudia. Claudia and I remain really good friends. I consider Leon Russell to be a friend. We did a Mad Dogs and Englishmen reunion in September with Tedeschi Trucks, and it was just, we had a ball. So, you know, the good people and the good things that we hold in our hearts, I think, carry us through our lives. And the people that we value are still here, and I'm really grateful for that.
And before we let you run, because we do want to keep you on schedule, let's not give everybody the idea that the book is all scandal and it's all dark. Yeah, we're going to debunk some myths and we're going to get your story out about things. But it also spotlights all those great times and how some of the great music you made came to be. And I think that's so important to understand, too. It's not just a dark tome. Yeah, there's some dark sides and there's some, you know, and there's some darker moments, but there's also those light moments and those great moments that went into making Rita Coolidge a two-time Grammy Award winner. So I think the book strikes a nice balance and tells a great story.
Well, it's definitely surviving rock and roll, and not only surviving, but I'm still as much in love with music as I was when I was 2 years old. And I think that the book actually is not dark. I think it's really a very positive, and I think that it, you know, represents a lot of the struggles. Yes, that can be viewed as dark, but in my opinion, those struggles are all put in front of us so that we can learn and grow. And I think that's a thread that runs throughout the book as well, because I really wanted it to be a positive message and to inspire people. And I've had people who have read the book and have called me and said, I've been so down, and I picked your book up, and I can open it and start reading, and I know what you've been through and how you've come out of all of this, and it inspires me. So I hope that the book does inspire people, especially women.
Excellent. Boy, it was great spending some time with you. Thank you so much. I want to let you get back to some of the other many stops you have on this radio tour. But again, the book is Rita Coolidge. It's Delta Lady, and it's on sale in bookstores and on Amazon.com and all the other sources starting today. Thank you so much for a few minutes. It was truly a pleasure, and you're an inspiration
Joe, you're
to us all.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Bye-bye now. That was the great Rita Coolidge joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around this great Tuesday edition of The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we're here to wrap up this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Another great edition in the books. And if you missed any of it, you can take advantage of the many ways to check out all the programming on Sports Byline and the Spano and Black Attack. Go to iHeartRadio and go to the on-demand content. Go to TuneIn Radio and check out the on-demand content and try and catch anything you missed here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and specifically here on the Spano and Black Attack. Same thing with Stitcher.com. Those are all great places to check out and take a listen to anything you missed live on your schedule and on your time, as they all have a wealth of Spano and Black Attack and Sports Byline on-demand content. Also, don't forget, Best of Byline, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, weekdays, a two-hour block of the best and brightest from earlier in the day on Sports Byline. So if there's anything you missed on this edition of the Attack, you can likely catch it later on Best of Byline. And to find out what's coming on Best of Byline, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. So another great one in the books. And I couldn't do it without my producer Robert, without Darren Peck, without Scott Cuddy, without all of you. And you know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. I'm Joe Spano. So long until we meet again for a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack.